but
they know a lot. But quite frankly, our callers know even more. It's the Morning Drive with Anthony and Dan on News Talk WVMT.
Welcome back to the Morning Drive on this Tuesday morning, the 10th day of March. And joining us in the studio now are the folks from Rice High School, led by the music teacher, the teacher of the year, the my son's favorite teacher, who's no longer at Rice, but thanks to Kevin, he's successful. Kevin Gintner, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries. So talk a little bit about the spring production. The musical is The Prince of Egypt?
Yeah, we're doing The Prince of Egypt, which is based on the DreamWorks animated film and the story of Moses leading the Hebrews out of Egypt, out of the desert. And the show is going up this Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday are at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m., all at the Christ the King stage in Burlington.
But you brought some students along. So who's with you today?
Yeah, so we have Laurel Callen, who plays Zipporah, who is Moses' wife.
Morning.
Good morning.
We have Maddie Olson, who is playing Miriam, Moses' sister.
Hi.
Hi.
And we have Ramses, the Pharaoh of Egypt, who is raised with Moses, and then, you know, they have some beef and whatnot, played by Gabe McElarney.
Hello.
Good morning.
So we're using real names here, right? I got my Bible out here. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
All right.
We're letting Moses sleep in because his role is very, very physically demanding.
Is that really? You? You're Moses? You're playing Moses?
I hope I don't have to. But.
Talk a little bit about, the spring musical is always fun.
Absolutely.
And I love it when you come in because we get to hear the kids sing and talk about what they like about it. But this particular, how did you choose this particular show?
Yeah, you know, this is a show that some of the kids have been asking to do at Rice for years, but the rights for it just became available. So it debuted in West End just before COVID, and then that production was actually shut down for a while. And then it's just kind of been making a comeback as a musical.
Right.
So the rights for it just became available this past year. And so we jumped at the chance to do it. It's a big production with a lot of technical challenges, but we're doing the best we can.
Yeah. And so you're coming down the home stretch now.
Absolutely.
Let me see. Who should we start with? Well, let's just start with Laurel. So talk to me a little bit about your character and how you like it or how you're engaged in the show.
Well, my character is Zipporah. She's Moses' wife. She's kind of a baddie. Yeah. She had to escape from the palace because she was captured as a Midianite and had to run back to her family. And that's where Moses finds her and they fall in love.
Ah, very nice. All right. So Maddie, you're his sister?
Yeah, Miriam is a Hebrew slave who was separated from Moses at birth when he was supposed to be sent down the Nile and killed as order of the Pharaoh. And she returns to him as a pretty good confidant and kind of rock throughout the film and the show and the actual story.
Very cool. Now, Gabe, talk to me about your character.
He's Ramses, so he's the Pharaoh's son, and he ends up being Moses' brother after Tuya, his mom, finds Moses from the Nile. He's a little bit of an annoying kid in the beginning, but he's just trying to live up to his father's expectations for who should succeed him as the next pharaoh.
I noticed when you said the annoying kid, the other two folks giggled a little bit. As far as casting goes, do you feel like it was cast well?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they got the positions.
Yeah. So one of the things that actually a lot of people talk to us about it, because when your folks come from Rice, they sing some of the productions, and it's really well received. And I wanted to give you some time. So if you could explain, I know you came prepared to sing. What will they be singing, and just talk a little bit about that.
Who would like to start?
Come on, Ramses, step up there, buddy.
All right, we'll have Ramses go first. This song is One Weak Link, and I'll let him give you a little background on it.
Okay.
So this song, it's originally sung by the Pharaoh to me about how I'm not going to be a good Pharaoh, basically. and then I sing it again afterwards, like to myself, like I am the one weak link. It's the one weak link will break the chain of pharaohs. That's what it's about.
All right.
I have this app on my phone where I can play the note.
Oh, I can do it for you. Me, 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 me.
It's all good. Go ahead. Whenever you're ready.
One weak link can break the strongest chain. One weak son can lose us all we've gained. Don't make my worst fears come true. That the one weak link, that one weak link, that one weak link is. And then I get interrupted.
Well, that's great. You, good Lord. He can sing. Now, that's some pressure, ladies.
I hope Kurt's listening.
So, yeah, here's the thing. Yeah, right. I know. Kurt could use some listening. It's daunting to go first, but he did go first.
Yeah.
So now you've got to match tell us a little bit about what you're going to be singing.
So we're going to be singing When You Believe, which is it's right before the finale of the show. It is a song about how, you know, miracles can exist once faith is involved, and it's introduced when Miriam finds Moses kind of wallowing in his own struggle and strife with having to lead the Hebrews out of Egypt. Many nights we've prayed with no proof anyone could hear. In our hearts a hopeful song we barely understood. Now we are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moving mountains long before we knew we could. There can be miracles when you believe. Though hope is frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles you can achieve? When you believe, somehow you will. You will when you believe.
In this time of fear, when prayer so often proved in vain, hope seems like the summer birds too swiftly flown away. Yet now I'm standing here,
now I'm standing
with
here,
heart so full I can't
with
explain.
Heart so full.
Seeking faith and speaking words I never thought I'd say.
There can be miracles when you believe.
When you
frail, it's hard to kill. Who knows what miracles
you can achieve when you believe. Somehow you will when you believe.
Oh my God,
that was great, folks.
Spectacular. Thank you, thank you,
and
thank
it's
you.
It's an appropriate song for the times that we are actually going through.
Yeah,
you know?
Without a doubt, I would have
hope
to say.
Hope and belief, we need some of that.
Well, as always, just another amazing crew. What do you think of Mr. Gettner?
He's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool? Yeah, he is pretty cool.
A little bit of a miracle worker.
He is a great director, and we've come so far with him leading the music department and the show. For
very
sure.
Cool, very cool. So you want to just give us a recap before we have to let you go. When the show is, it's coming
absolutely
up this weekend.
Yeah, it some opens this Friday at 7 o'clock, and this Saturday also at 7 o'clock, and then this Sunday at 2 p.m. All on the Christ the King stage at Christ the King School in Burlington.
So you've taken over the whole auditorium there? And
pretty much. Yeah. The whole stage, anyways.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
When Rice comes down and does the big production. I remember when my son was there, and it was a big deal.
So absolutely.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
You betcha. Thanks, and this weekend, fantastic. Rice Musical.